I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, I know you are a big fan of the Olympics. We've been hearing a lot of complaints about NBC, which has aired certain events on television only in primetime and edited. But this is a business, right? I mean, NBC spent a lot of money to broadcast the Olympics, and they are certainly looking for an opportunity to make some of that money back.
They spent $1.18 billion for the Games. That was a deal that was done while the network was owned by General Electric. And going into the Games, the network thought they might lose as much as $200 million on the broadcast. And right now they're saying they could actually break even, which I guess in today's economy is the new up. Flat is the new up. And it has been amazing because a lot of events in prime time are delayed, and the outcome is known very early in the morning. NBC has put together more than 5,000 hours of programming across its cable spectrum, MSNBC, CNBC, Bravo, and a lot of those networks are going full-time live. So by the time the network primetime show rolls around, unless you've been living in a cave, you know what happens. And yet the ratings for the primetime show have been massive.
I think that's because some of us have what are called jobs. I don't know about you, John, but I'm actually trying to live in a cave. I don't want to know the answers. I get annoyed that they don't do a spoiler alert even here on the radio or when you look at newspapers online. There's these headlines. I don't want to know because I'm working. I would love to be surprised. Of course, NBC has been responsible for some spoilers of its own, including announcing the victory of swimmer Missy Franklin before it was shown on television.
Yeah, that was kind of an embarrassing gaffe. Just before they were going to show Missy Franklin's swim, there was a promo for the next day's Today Show where they said, quote, "When you're 17 years old and win your first gold medal, there's nobody you'd rather share it with. We're there with Missy Franklin and her parents as they reunite." So not quite good timing.
Oops.
But by the same measure, the ratings, I mean, 35 to 36 million people are watching every night. And that is the highest rating since the 1976 Montreal Games. And we've talked a lot over the fragmentation of the television audience, how it's very hard to get anybody to watch anything, the numbers that we're used to. And this is a great example of, and I don't know what it's, you know, what's driving it, if people are really that interested in gymnastics and swimming, but it has been a surprisingly successful broadcast so far.
And for NBC, which is always in the basement, this is hugely important. This is not only a platform for the network, and you'll notice if you're watching in primetime, they're promoting their own shows a lot and hoping to get people to tune in. It's good for their digital channels, good for the cable channels. This is a big piece of business. They're just about at break even on that huge expenditure. And, you know, even Leslie Moonves, the head of CBS, who loves nothing better than a chance to bash NBC, has risen to the defense of the network's approach to this because broadcast networks are going to fight for their primacy, and this is something that distinguishes them from the pack.
Yes, and we still have rhythmic gymnastics and modern pentathlon and a certain presidential candidate's favorite sport, dressage, yet to come.
Looking forward. That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me Mondays at 2:30 on The Business.